going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Okay. That's a quote that's getting a lot of run today and a lot of publicity from Steelers media. Because we have a showdown playing out. We have a war being waged in the battleground of Shedeur Sanders. It's just like Kenny Pickett all over again. Local media versus national media. We're one day away from the draft. We're about 31 hours away, 32 hours away from the start of the draft. And the local media is now convinced, Kabali, Dulac, others, that Mike Tomlin said those things about Shedeur Sanders yesterday to try to convince the league and other teams that the Steelers are taking Sanders. The national media thinks that Mike Tomlin was being straightforward, rare moment of honesty, and wasn't trying to play games. They think the meeting went great here. They think the Steelers actually like him. Peter Schrager, who just got hired by ESPN away from NFL Network, in his one and only mock draft, which is not him as a draft expert of players, but just him working phones and working sources to try to accurately predict who takes who, he has the Steelers taking Shedeur Sanders. The betting odds over at FanDuel have just been updated again. You can bet over under on where a player gets picked. What's the number for Sanders? 21.5. They've basically set the line at, will the Steelers pick him, yes or no? So who do you trust here, Chris? Do you think the Kabalis are right, or do you think the Schragers and Schefters and national media is right when it comes to the Steelers and their real interest in Sanders? Not who you're hoping for, by the way. I know you're hoping that the local guys are right.
So the last time we had a battle like this, the local guys all thought it was Malik Willis, I believe.
And definitely not Kenny.
Peter King. To his credit, nailed it. Peter King. Said Kenny Pickett.
Yep.
It's funny that you frame it to me in not who do you want to be right, but who do you think is right.
Because
I have to go with the... Well, who? No. Omar's a little bit different because he wasn't there making... Kevin was the guy talking to people, not Omar,
yep,
when they picked Kenny. We know Schefter, or we think Schefter has a good relationship with Omar.
Oh, we don't have to think. We know. Absolutely does.
Who does Schrager have a good relationship with exactly? Not me, because every time I DM'd him to try to get him on the show, he would just ignore me, so that's a bad one.
Every time I look at him on TV, like I was watching him when I was at the gym today, I just can't help but think about how much he looks like Elf. Do you remember that puppet guy?
Alf?
A-L-F. Do you remember that guy?
Yeah, I don't see that with Peter Schrager.
You don't? Malsy does.
I kind of do, because as soon as he said that, we almost had a jet of water that was going to shoot across the studio because I could not believe what I was
remember
hearing.
That sitcom from the 80s? Pull up a...
I know who Alf is.
Yeah, you don't see any Schrager there? I see a lot of Schrager.
A lot of Schrager and Alf. I'm just seeing if anyone has done a mashup. Oh, he's definitely looks like Alf.
Come on, Donnie. He's got definite
he's
Alf
got
characteristics.
Alf, he's got Alf tendencies.
He's got Alf traits big time. I'm sorry, I see it. I can't unsee it.
Now that I'm looking at Alf, but and I see going, it goes Alf, Schrager, I can't unsee it
because
now.
He
right.
always has that kind of happy-go-lucky, I'm so excited to be on TV, dumb expression on his face, and it reminds me of Alf.
I like that one of the pictures of Schrager, when you just do a basic Google image search of him, is him looking like he's bundled up to climb Mount Everest when he's just on like an NFL sideline. Anyway.
He looks like a sidekick in a...
buddy comedy?
In like a Hangover type comedy. Yeah.
He looks like, let's go down to Pete's house, man.
Yeah, and Schrager's like one of the...
He's got to talk to the... He's the first guy talking to the cops. He gets punched or something. Anyway, I have to cast my lot here with, No, I don't have to do that. I actually think the local guys are right for this reason. Here's the one thing that makes the local perspective that this is a Mike Tomlin smokescreen. He's gassing up Shedeur Sanders like he's at the pump right now, so other people will want to take him, and the Steelers have no real interest. Here's the one trait of Shedeur Sanders, or trait he lacks, that I still believe Mike Tomlin genuinely gives a crap about. He's not mobile. I know they're making overtures and they have pursued Aaron Rodgers to the ends of the earth, and he is no longer a mobile player, once was. I know they signed Mason Rudolph back, and one of the major reasons everybody knows they'll never give him a real shot, he too is not mobile. And so, yes, they've pursued Rodgers and they have Rudolph. I still think when Mike Tomlin envisions his quarterback of the future, he wants somebody that can move around really well back there and be a legitimate threat with his legs. Shedeur Sanders isn't that. And so for that reason, I am going to choose to believe, with 90% of my head telling me this and 10% of my heart wedging its way in there, that this is more of a smokescreen than it is genuine interest.
Donnie, who do you think's right? National media convinced Sanders is coming here, or local media that's all joining arms?
Arms akimbo.
And saying that this is just Mike Tomlin messing with people.
I'm actually going to side with the local guys here, too.
Wow.
The point that
Chris
made. What
a flex for Kabali.
The point that Chris made about Peter King, here's the thing with that. He was the only guy that had them taking Kenny Pickett. It wasn't like this just swoon of every single national guy, every single big-time mock draft that got put out there that had Kenny Pickett to the Steelers. The Malik Willis thing did have a lot of legs to it from both local and national people. If I remember correctly, Peter King was the only big-time name that had Pickett to the Steelers. You pull up any mock draft right now.
For the record, though, I didn't plan on this, but I just pulled up Daniel Jeremiah's final 2022 mock draft, and he did have Pickett to the Steelers at 20.
Okay, do we have any more than those two?
He's just the first guy because I did. I'll do Kuiper next, but April 27th, 8 o'clock, so on draft night eve, he had Kenny Pickett going
so
to the Steelers.
So we had two.
That we know of, yeah.
You pull up pretty much every major mock
right
draft out there.
Kuiper, Malik Willis.
75% of them have Kenny Pickett. Every single guy at CBS...
Sanders.
Yeah, Sanders. Sorry, we're getting mixed up here.
Sanders.
Every single guy seems to have Shedeur Sanders. There were two guys that had Kenny Pickett.
Two big ones, but I agree. It's definitely more
Chad
universal.
Chad Reuter at NFL.com had the Steelers trading up to 12-4. Drum roll, please. Matt Corral.
Oh, God.
In 2022.
He's in the UFL now, I think. He was throwing at the combine this year trying to get his NFL career back on track. That's an aside. Anyways. Here's one of the reasons why I tend to think there's something to, even though I generally say Schefter and Schrager and these guys are more in touch with the agents than the local guys are. Agents lie a lot, but also, you know, if they have a client that's affected by something...
That's their primary concern.
Yeah, I think they're willing to say, I represent this defensive lineman, but I think the Steelers are going to take Sanders, and I could see a conversation like that happening. But I think we've already seen, what I'm getting at is, I think we've already seen this phenomenon happen with Sanders in the last month. The reason why everyone has Sanders now going to the Steelers nationally is because originally... they all went to New Orleans and said the Saints are going to take him once the Derek Carr news came out.
Mm-hmm.
Even though the entire time, the people that cover the Saints were saying, no,
the Saints aren't
they're not interested in Sanders. If they're interested in any quarterback, it's Jackson Dart.
Mm-hmm.
So it took like a few days, but eventually those people, the light bulb came on, and they switched the Saints pick to something else, therefore allowing for Sanders to drop to the Steelers. I do think it's very possible by the time we get to 8 o'clock tomorrow night that the pendulum is going to swing again, and most of the national guys are going to be saying this. Unless somebody trades back into the first round, Sanders is likely to fall out of it altogether. That's my educated opinion on this right now. So I
my uneducated opinion is that the Browns are trading back into the first round and they're going to draft him after they take
him. And they're going to have Hunter and Sanders.
And when they fire Stefanski after 1 year, guess who's coming from Boulder?
Deion will be the Browns coach in 2026. That would be something.
Do you think it's really that far-fetched?
No, I don't.
The first two parts of this, draft Hunter, trade back in, draft Sanders, absolutely plausible. Now, I know they allegedly like Milroe.
But yeah, but
still.
The owner meddles, and if he gets it in his head, wouldn't it be cool to have both Colorado players here?
Or wouldn't he
That'll
just
put us back on the football map of relevance. I could 100% see something like that happening.
Don't we want to max out Shedeur Sanders as a pro by giving him his favorite wide receiver?
Yeah, look at Joe Burrow and Ja'Marr Chase together in Ohio in the division with Cincinnati.
They've seen it work with another pair, yep.
Of course.
They've had to deal with that pair.
And the coach wants another quarterback, too bad.
Also, if you were Kevin Stefanski, would you really want to try to develop Jalen Milroe or take a more finished product in Shedeur Sanders and try to get the most out of him? I'd probably want to do the latter there.
So then what do you guys think is going to happen then? If we're all saying we agree now with a day to think about this and what Tomlin said and how he said it and what the local reaction has been from the people who cover the team. So if we're all saying it's now looking less likely that they're going to take Sanders, what do we think they're going to do?
I think they're going to do something kind of boring with a small twist. I do think they're going to trade back. I think they're going to find somebody who's willing to trade back into the first round or trade up. I thought for a long time they were going to get their second round pick back by dealing George Pickens. And while Charles Robinson yesterday with us, very plugged in insider from Yahoo, did not rule that possibility out, I'm starting to waffle a little bit on their commitment to doing that. I think their way of trying to grab an extra pick between 21 and 83 is going to be to simply trade down in the first round, get that, you know, pick 26, whatever it might be. We know the Bills want to move up, although that's not for a quarterback, it's for a cornerback. Trade down in the first round, grab a pick between their first round pick and pick 83, and they're probably going to do something boring and draft a defensive lineman.
Donnie, do you think we run PNC ads that say boring is good or something like that? Is that what you're hoping for and expecting to happen now? Boring move?
So
boring defensive lineman?
Defensive lineman.
I think
it'd be the smarter move.
I'm planting my flag on specifically they trade down and then pick the best defensive lineman available. I do think they will trade back tomorrow.
I mean, I always want to tell myself that they will trade back because it's seemingly always a pretty smart thing to do. It's difficult to do, though.
You had that in last year's mock draft. You had them moving down with Buffalo, and then
it requires another dance partner there. And, I mean, it seems like more teams always want to move back, not move up.
Well, the first team to publicly declare they're itching to move up, the next team to do that will be the first. No GM in their right mind is ever going to say, man, I just cannot wait to sacrifice a pick or
Look,
two so I can
my
get higher.
Thing is, if we're going to... If we think that the whole crux of this is Tomlin wanted to use that press conference to lie yesterday and trick people, then I think the guy they're most likely to pick is Grant from Michigan, because he also made that comment about basically the nose tackle is an obsolete position. So did he decide to tell the truth about some things and lie about other things, or was the whole theme to lie? If the whole point of the press conference was to lie and try to talk people or convince people that something is going to happen that they don't want to happen or whatever, then Grant is the real nose tackle of the bunch, mm-hmm. more than Nolan and more than Harmon. So just saying, like...
Dan Graziano and Jeremy Fowler now chopping it up on where Shedeur is going to go on their piece. They do not seem super confident that Shedeur Sanders is going to end up a steal.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing.
But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.
You got one more.
Whoever going to be the quarterback for DK Metcalf and George Pickens, whoever that is.
Quick clip from Shedeur Sanders on Max Crosby's podcast, talking about who the breakout players will be. Ranking wide receivers, things like that, and he's shouting out DK Metcalf and George Pickens. It's the same thing Cam Ward did with Titans receivers. So he's taken a page out of Ward's playbook. We've seen Deion like things on Instagram regarding Sanders coming to the Steelers, his son. We've not seen him do that with any other team. So the Sanders camp thinks he's coming here. If this is a game, if this is a ploy, if this is a stratagem by Tomlin and the Steelers to use that press conference yesterday to drive home the point that the Steelers are taking Sanders to trick people, well, then the Sanders camp is being hoodwinked too. Because they think it's for real. And the
one, or are they trying to enact like a soft pressure campaign? Oh, no, 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 take them, take them. Come on, you wouldn't want to make me, Deion Sanders, upset. I've been liking posts.
I just feel like if it were another prospect who didn't have Deion Sanders as a dad, Tomlin wouldn't care about like manipulating the player and making him feel like he is coming here and then on draft night pulling the carpet rug from underneath him, like saying, you know, having Omar call Shedeur and be like, hey, man, if you're there at 21, we're going to take you. We're going to pick you. We really love you. Your meeting was great. We think you're the guy for us. And they do that every day. And they're just reaffirming every day that he's their pick. And then it's draft night and he's on the board and they take Walter Nolan instead. I think that they'd screw with, I don't know, like a Will Levis or a Will Howard or somebody like that. I think they're less likely to do that to
Tomlin. Has too much respect for Deion.
Yeah, I think that's what it is. So that is an area where my argument that the Steelers are using this as a smokescreen kind of falls apart. Look, I think Tomlin has made enemies of a lot of important people with the way like Steelers' careers have ended and whatnot. I don't get the sense he wants to make an enemy out of Deion Sanders.
Deion's got a pretty loud pulpit, like a bully pulpit to use. Deion's not going to be shy. And Deion,
especially when it comes to his kid.
Yes. And Deion also has so much juice from his career as a player. And he did win 9 games at Colorado last year, kind of thumbing people in the eye who said he wasn't going to have a good season. I don't know if Mike wins a lot of PR battles broadly and with a national audience. I don't know if he would win a PR battle against Dion.
I don't think he would. I think on the Get Up shows and the First Takes of the world
has
and
Mike
things
Tomlin
like that.
Lost his touch? Why did Mike Tomlin do this?
Yeah.
Dion did this. Dion's got plenty of charisma too. Like, Mike's not going to necessarily win the battle of just like presenting his point either against a guy like Dion.
Dulac in his mailbag got asked questions from somebody posing as Andrew Pony and also Chris Muller, spelled K-R-I-S today.
Like and Christofferson.
And also somebody named Nine Straight Threes.
Hmm.
A guest did not have a name, just an anonymous person asking Jerry a question. What percent chance do you put on the Steelers taking Shadur? Dulac's response, how low can I go?
Oh, no, that actually is making me feel like they're going to take him.
Well, that's what I told you at the beginning of this.
I know, but
Kabali
I didn't realize Jerry in his chat had said, how low can I go? That's making me antsy.
Another guest question. Jerry, Shadur, Derek Harmon, or Kenneth Grant, who do you believe the Steelers take between these three at 21? Dulac, not Sanders.
Mm. Is Jerry helping the team, though, with a smokescreen? Is he doing somebody a solid with answers?
Thinking
he's
that other NFL
like
teams are going
out.
To his
somehow a fake out. I don't
chat.
Know.
John asks, I am starting to think that Shadur Sanders talks are smokescreens. What is your opinion? Dulac, very perceptive.
What if he had said more smoke than at the papal conclave?
Has that happened yet?
No, I think their big meeting is in May.
So they just go.
So
with
who's
like
the interim?
Is there an interim? I don't know how that works. There has to be somebody who's...
Someone's got to be running the church right now.
Yeah, I mean, we need like the Schefters of the news world to come out here and give us some info. You imagine if Schefter was the guy breaking there,
no,
that
I got,
news
I got
and
an
how
answer.
He would word his tweet?
Cardinal Kevin Farrell, the acting head of the Vatican. So it's just a cardinal who's the acting...
How do they decide?
How would Shams write that up, man? It would be like a tortured agent, you know, agent speak kind
of
thing.
How does the Catholic Church decide basically who the vice president of the Vatican is?
He was the Camerlengo. If you ever read the Da Vinci Code, that's like a big position there.
I've never read the Da Vinci Code.
He runs the Camerlengo runs the Vatican after the death or resignation of a pope. So he got nominated by Francis 6 years ago.
These are so funny. Nine straight threes. Jerry, you're the best. Do you think the Steelers are more likely to trade up or trade down? Good question, says Jerry.
You're the best.
We have seen them trade up or be willing to trade up more than we've seen them trade down, which they haven't done since Camp Casey Hampton. So, up is what he says.
I can actually believe that a little bit because, again, as I have pointed out, no team is ever going to...
I can't because they don't have the second round pick.
No team is ever going to say, though, that they want to trade up. I don't think... I could believe that Jerry's not just, like, spinning something out of nowhere there and that he might have, like, some sort of little... indication that they might want to be aggressive.
Chris Muller asks, Jerry, Andrew Filippone is reporting the Steelers are out on Will Howard. Are you hearing the same thing? Dulac. Oh, okay. I didn't really report that's... I didn't say the Steelers are out on Will Howard. All I said was, based on something I heard today, I see no way they're drafting him. Is that the same thing? Is that a report? That's more like...
You and I have heard the same thing about him and how they might feel about him.
Is it the exact same thing?
Pretty similar.
Okay.
I think you and I are hearing something pretty similar.
And it's not...
Not flattering for Will.
And you don't think it's makes him a non-starter for them?
It makes me pretty sure they're not going to take him on further reflection. Pretty sure he's not on the board. He's getting mocked at them a lot, but I don't know if the people...
By who?
Well, you know, your mockers. Your Chad Reuters.
I was going to say, it's got to be the seventh round mock guys. The deep mockers.
The deep dive guys, yeah. We have not taken him in an official PM team mock. You know who has made it on one of our four mocks? Kyle McCord. In a two quarterback draft that we took. It was a blockbuster.
How about that?
Contraire, Malzie. We took Will Howard the other day.
Oh, he did? Oh, that's right. We did. I'm sorry.
How about that offensive lineman from Michigan State that we like?
Oh, Luke Newman's been a stalwart.
He's always in there.
With our seventh round pick. He has been getting pushed up the board, I think, by our interest in him, his services.
Barring something big from the Penguins, our weekly visits with Tyler Kennedy are done for the year. He was sponsored by Tri-State Office Furniture, the best in the business, and the certified elder law attorneys of Julian Gray Associates. Fan Hotline is sponsored by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Sean Keeler has done an excellent job of covering Colorado football, even though at several points, Deion Sanders has not been thrilled with what he's said and what he's written. He writes for the Denver Post. His latest column, titled, Why is CU Buffs QB Shador Sanders NFL Draft Stock All Over the Place? Great question. Mel Kiper's got him fifth on his draft board. Some NFL draft insiders think he's going to fall completely out of the first round and be one of these all-time draft drama characters like an Aaron Rodgers or Brady Quinn. Sean Keeler joins us right now to talk about it. Let's answer that question, Sean. Why is his draft stock all over the place?
Good afternoon, guys. Thanks for having me. that's the $50 million question on draft week, isn't it? I think the short answer is it comes down to two things. Bad mechanical habits, one, and his family, number two. There's a lot of detail in one and two, but that's the short answer.
What is it specifically about his family that you think has stock all over the place, falling some places, maybe going up some others?
I think there is a fear because here's the thing. Now, having been in the line of fire and in the circles of Camp Deion for 2 years, as you guys have seen from afar, and I've had to live every day. When you get one, you get them all. There's probably a good Latin phrase for it. I keep going back to like Braveheart, but it's kind of, you know, it's like that. You get all of them. When you get Shador Sanders, whether dad's not coming to coach the Steelers, we think, you get Shiloh, you get Bucky, who's Deion Jr., you get the sisters, you get the smack media team that's out of Los Angeles that runs Deion's business end, and they do a great job with that. There's a reason he's on TV every 30 seconds. You get all of it. And because you get all of it, there are going to be some teams that do not want that smoke. I don't think the Giants want that smoke. I sort of get that feeling that sort of the more older traditional, you know, mindset that your front office and ownership have, less that you want the air quote smoke. I mean, go on Twitter right now. If anyone ever criticizes a Sanders family member, three of them rise up on whatever nearest platform via the power of their thumbs and come after you with a thousand bolts of fury. That's a real thing. And whatever franchise gets Shador Sanders, that is going to be a real thing. So if you all are going to be, you know, get ready. I can tell you what it's like being in the penalty box. And if you get there, I welcome you to it. There's lots of room here for you, fellas.
Sean, Mike Tomlin hasn't shied away from polarizing players like that. Antonio Brown would bring his own media team to practices. He'd parachute in. He'd helicopter in. He'd show up late for things. Ben Roethlisberger did a radio show with me where he would call out the coach and players minutes before the coach would do his weekly press conference. So that's not unheard of for the Steelers under Tomlin to take chances on guys like that. Mm-hmm. The question becomes, is Shador Sanders good enough where you're willing to deal with all of those things because what he gives you on the field just makes the headache worth it? So this guy play more than anybody else. What's your opinion on that?
Yeah, that goes back to point one about the bad mechanical habits. And there aren't a lot of them. And I think the short answer to that question is, is he as good as Bo Nix? No. Is he better than, say, a high second rounder of recent years? Is he better than Drew Lock? And that's a very Broncos-centric comparison. But, yeah, I think the answer to that is somewhere in the middle. Is he better than Mason Rudolph? Yeah. let's be clear on that. Is he better than Big Ben, who I am old enough to have seen in Miami? And I remember when he was just this big gunslinger coming out, and that career turned into something magical, obviously. I don't know that he's that guy. He's not a big guy. It's a mixed bag. I think the good outweighs the bad by quite a bit, but the bad can get you beat. drifting too much in the pocket, looking to look backwards when you should be going forwards. Hero ball is kind of the short answer for a lot of complaints against what he does technically, because he's always been able to get himself out of whatever trouble on the field he's gotten into. I think there's a wall that you hit with that in the NFL. I've heard a Geno Smith comparison. I don't know if that's 100% on the ball, but I think that's a lot closer than a lot of the other comps I've seen on him.
Sean, separate all the family stuff, the Deion stuff. Shedeur Sanders, the teammate, the leader. We know that position. You have to be a certain kind of personality and a leader of men to some extent. How does he handle the intangible, the off-field, the being around teammates?
Oh, Tomlin was gushing about his intangibles,
Sean. He loved his toughness, his competitive fire and spirit, and his intangible qualities.
And here's the other side of that coin. I know it sounds like I'm dogging him. I don't know a single Colorado teammate, publicly or privately, that doesn't like him. Seriously. Like, that's the thing I think that is most unfairly lobbed at Shedeur by people who haven't covered him yet and haven't met him yet. They just see the Maybach and the commercials and the dad and the family, and they go, oh, I'm just getting Deion too. I don't think it's entirely that. I think you've got a guy who, one, really did make a bad team better here and a bad program better here. Two, you have a guy who is the most statistically accurate quarterback in FBS history with two different coordinators, one of whom was Pat Shurmur. Come on. You know, he was able to overcome that. I think the arm accuracy is real. I think the leadership is real. I think the hunger to win is real. I think the bar expected of him and the pressure that he puts on himself and the work that he actually puts in is real. This Tom Brady is one of his mentors and someone that he takes very seriously, whether that you find that good, bad, or indifferent. I think that's someone that he wants to be. I don't know that he's there, but that's someone that he wants to be. And I think that's a healthy thing. I think that'd be a healthy thing for the Steelers or for any market. So I think the Sanders family stuff gets a little overblown because, again, you got to take it all. What it is, it's not just all one thing. I think Antonio Brown's a good comp that way. You're going to get some good. You're going to get a playmaker who, in the right system, is going to win more often than not and can handle whatever you throw at him because he grew up the son of a celebrity under a microscope. But you're going to take the other stuff, too. And I think the question of, is the good enough to outweigh some of the off-field stuff? I think the answer is yes, but I think it would depend on the team and the place, but I think Pittsburgh could be a great place for all the reasons you mentioned.
Well, the last thing I was going to ask you, Sean, is if Mike Tomlin called you and said, hey, you're going to give me an objective, unbiased opinion on this guy, do you think he can be our next franchise quarterback? What would your answer be?
Yes, but he needs help. He's going to need a good line. He's going to need one Travis Hunter level go-to guy, which they have and have had. I think, yeah, not a thundering yeah, but a yeah with some small caveats, and you got to be ready for the smoke too.
Sean Keeler, Denver Post on Shedeur Sanders. All the mock drafts, all the NFL experts think he'll be the Steelers' next quarterback. Thank you, Sean. Appreciate it, brother.
You bet. Take care, guys. See ya.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean. Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.